As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're out here having a great time, meeting a lot of fun folks, some fans stopping by, some listeners. And guys, it's Echo Park Automotive right here in Duluth. It's Dukes and Bell. We will talk about our Braves and what's going on because I don't want to say, Mike, we're in crisis mode. But when the general manager says, I've never made a change like this in my 14 years of being a GM, we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos and changing the third base coach. You just wonder, you know, what's going on internally. Tonight they start a series with the D-backs. So we'll talk more about that, more about what he had to say, and Marcell Ozuna dealing with a hip tear, but he's been playing with it. So we'll get into all of that coming up.
Yeah, it just seems like such window dressing to move on from a third base coach, but we'll dive into it. Right now let's talk to a guy who, Carl, he's good on any surface. You put this guy on asphalt,
he's money.
You put him on dirt, this guy is money. And he's my second cousin. That's a lie. Christopher Bell is with us, guys. 12 career victories in NASCAR, and he's won basically every series. And kind of reminds a lot of folks, not that I know you probably get this all the time, but your ability to do it on different surfaces like Tony Stewart, man, and your love of dirt track racing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Obviously, Tony's a living legend, so anytime you get compared to him is a good day.
Right. What do you know about this track? Because we've said since they've done the work and they've tweaked it, it's almost, and as they say, mini Talladega.
It is.
How challenging is Atlanta now, again,
Echo Park Speedway
for you?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It is basically mini Talladega, but it's a better version of it. So Talladega and Daytona nowadays, you just get trapped, and and fuel saving has become such a huge topic of conversation where it's not at Echo Park Speedway. And you know, the greatest example there was Ryan Blaney this year. I mean, he got spun out with like 10 laps to go, 15 right. laps to go, and then by the end of the race, he got his way right back up to the front. So, you know, as race car drivers, the only thing we want is we want to be able to pass. We want to be able to get to the front of the pack, and at Echo Park Speedway, you can do that.
Christopher, let me ask you about more horsepower because this is
more horsepower. Well, we love more horsepower.
Well, I would have guessed that that's how all the drivers feel. But this is something that NASCAR is, you know, at least discussing, right?
Yep.
They're going from, what, 670 to maybe 770, another 100?
Hopefully 900, hopefully 1,000.
Okay, so where are you at on this?
More the better. More the better right all on. The time. Bring it on. But I'll be honest, we've been told no for so long that.
And why, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Safety, schmafety.
I don't even think it's safety. Everyone kind of points at each other. You talk to the engine builders, they say it's NASCAR. You talk to NASCAR, they say it's the engine builders. So I have no idea.
Okay.
But I was super excited whenever they told us that they're talking about upping the horsepower, and I think it's going to be a great addition to our sport for sure.
Christopher Bell is with us, Carl. He's from Oklahoma, by the way.
Boomer Sooner.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Boomer Sooner.
Oh, I know. You're trying to goat me right now.
He's one of those horns guys. Chris is with us here, guys.
How dare you put horns down right now?
I'm sorry.
You're trying to impress our guest? Are you serious right now?
Well, it's Metallica tonight.
He's a fellow Bell.
I see that. All of a sudden, he's never done that. You're sitting here now. All of a sudden, he's the horn guy. He's doing this. Get out of here.
Hey, man. When you are on a super speedway like Talladega or Daytona, is it a conscious effort to work with other Toyotas?
Or is it just basically anybody? Yes. So, honestly, it came from the Ford program, I think, was the first one to really it to make team racing like prominent, right. and they have taken it to a whole new level and been the leaders in the pack. And you know, as Toyota, we've had the philosophy that we focus on quality over quantity, mm-hmm. and our numbers have been really small for years past. Now right. we're finally starting to build up. We've got the Legacy Motor Club that's joined the Toyota Brigade. 2311 has added another car in with Riley Herbst. So we're getting there. At Daytona Talladega, it still feels like we're a little bit off of our competitors.
Right.
But whenever we go to Echo Park Speedway, team racing is not near as relevant, and it allows us, the Toyotas, to compete a lot better there.
And one of the things I remembered back in the day when Joe Gibbs got into motorsports, it was known for the Redskins back then, of course, was, you know, that concept, team concept. Dale Jarrett, I don't know if you were even born when Dale Jarrett was driving for Joe Gibbs, but the old Interstate battery cars and all that. What is, talk about the team dynamic and what's it like working for these guys.
Oh, my gosh, man. Driving for Joe is just it's a dream come true. Like you mentioned Tony Stewart, like that was the most iconic car for me. Watching right. that number 20 Home Depot orange car of Tony Stewart, that was my idol, right? Mm-hmm. And he was a dirt track racer. I was a dirt track racer. So it's really come full circle for me to be in the number 20, driving for the coach himself. Mm-hmm. And, I think it was last off to a Redskins or a Washington Commanders.
Right.
And it was just eye-opening to see the respect that – The dude hasn't been a coach in, 20 years? Something
right,
like that?
He's loved.
And you walk down on the field and everybody's, like, just screaming in his name. Like, he's a living legend, and I am so grateful to be in the position I am.
Yeah, it's a great point. And Joe won a lot there.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Christopher Bell with this guy's here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Night race, man. What? You like night racing?
So at some racetracks, I like it. At some racetracks, I don't. The thing that's going for him at Echo Park Speedway is the style of racing that we have. You need a lot of grip in order to make those big, bold, aggressive moves. So whenever it's daytime, the sun's out, the asphalt gets really slippery, and you're not as confident as a driver. Mm. So I think having it as a Saturday night race is a huge win because it's going to allow the drivers to have the grip in the car to make those big, bold, exciting moves and risk it all, man. Echo Park has stepped up. We've got great trophies to race for. We got a brand-new Harley-Davidson Special Edition.
Yep.
It's gonna be wild. Saturday night under the lights at Echo Park Speedway. Be there.
It's gonna be a blast, man. Quaker State 400, Atlanta, and the summertime night races always draw a huge crowd. It's gonna be bananas. One thing about your team, one of your big fans was here earlier. And he goes, "Hey, you gotta ask Chris about his spotter because apparently your spotter changed jobs."
We did. We had an unprompt spotter change mid-season, which is kind of unheard of.
So, do you have good chemistry with your guy now, and is he speaking the same language?
I mean, he's so I've been around him. His name's Matt Philpott.
Okay.
He has actually been a mechanic at Joe Gibbs Racing for a number of years now, and he just started spotting maybe last year. So he's done the lower series, like the NASCAR Truck Series, Xfinity Series. He actually did the Daytona 500 this year for Martin Truex in that extra entry. But he's relatively new, doesn't have a lot of experience, so it's been a learning curve. And his first race was a couple weeks ago at Charlotte, and then we went to Nashville last week. So we're starting to get into a little bit of a routine, but boy, oh boy. I'm glad we got a couple races before we get to Echo Park Speedway because that one's a tough one.
Yeah, because you could think like a bad spotter, you know, be like, okay, there's a guy in front of you. No, he's not. He's on the – okay. Because it's basically –
I'm going to eat a hot dog here. It's like, be back here in a couple minutes.
Clear. But, I mean, it's an integral part.
No, it is.
Doing your job.
Yeah, you get into a rhythm and you get into a routine of, like, understanding what their voice tone is, what their language is, what their – you know – you can be half a car length back or higher or lower, and the way that they call it, it means something a little bit different.
You embrace these documentaries, these movies, anything that talks about racing. Are you into any of it, or you just it's on the peripheral for you? You just kind of, I'm not going to pay attention to any of that stuff.
I try and stay off of social media as much as I can.
Okay.
I'll just be honest. There are mean people out there.
Absolutely.
I don't know how people could not like me, but I do have a lot of haters out there. So I stay off of it and let that go through the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they ever come to you and say, you're not going to believe this?
No. I mean, maybe at first, or if I, like, do something really bad, like whenever I spilled the Chase Briscoe news. You remember that?
I do.
Oh, gosh, that was so embarrassing. Thankfully, they kind of embraced it.
For those who don't know, just briefly, the story.
Just what happened?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so last year, Martin Truex announced his retirement. So the 19 car was effectively empty, and they had yet to name a driver that's going into the 19 car. And it come to be Chase Briscoe. Well, I had literally just had a conversation with Chase like minutes before I walk into the media center, right? And so like me and Chase were talking about it, and we're talking about how we're going to be teammates next year. And then all of a sudden, they something happened, and I said, whenever Chase gets into the 19 car.
Uh-oh. Oops.
Yeah, and then like as soon as I said that, my face just went like blush red, right? And I just immediately look at our PR rep, and I'm like, I just – help me. Like, so this the media center, it's not live, right? Like,
right.
It's not live, but there are camera. Everybody's got cameras, and I'm, like, debating. I'm like, what do I do? Do I, like, sit here and, like, beg these guys to, like,
please,
delete
please,
everything,
please.
Or do right. I just roll with it? It was the most horrifying couple moments of my life.
You see, Carl, we could be cousins because Christopher, like you, I can't keep a secret either.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good.
Sorry. Well, before we cut you loose, he'll be racing again, guys. Atlanta Motor Speedway is now Echo Park Speedway, guys. And the night race is going to be bananas. The ride rivalries going back, and it was funny because we just saw Kyle Petty. I was talking to Kyle earlier. Remember him and Davey Allison used to have a major thing back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So who are the guys? It seems like it's good for the sport. Is it something you can just leave at the track, or there's some of those beefs that just carry on and it's going to be season long or maybe career long?
Well, the one that I'm looking at right now is Josefar and Stenhouse. Did you guys watch the race this weekend?
That's going to be interesting.
Up in Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see what happens there. You just never know what you're going to get in the NASCAR Cup Series. Fortunately for me right now, I have a pretty clean slate. So,
you hear how he said that, Bill?
Yes.
He's like, right now.
But you never know what can happen. You never know what's going to happen. But I'm excited to see what happens between the 77 and the 47 in the next coming weeks.
All right. Right on. That gives us a plot line.
Wait, man. Thanks for spending time with us, Christopher. Best of luck the rest of the season, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Christopher. Appreciate you. Continued success. Awesome. Christopher Bell, guys, he's going to be down there at the track again, June 27th and 28th.
Right.
It's going to be a fun race. We keep talking about it. And a big shout out to not only Christopher, but also Ross Chastain for stopping by earlier.
Yeah, man. Also, guys, if you're coming down, we'll be here till 6, but they got the Varsity. We are at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. All the groups of car dealerships are right in smack dab in the middle off of Commerce, Carl.
Yeah.
And Michael Waltrip's walking around. Kyle Petty's here as well. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you know what? And this is always the awkward thing, right? I just ran to the restroom, took a break, and Waltrip walked in, and I was like, it's weird. Do I really say, hey, I'm a big – but I didn't say anything because that's always the weirdest thing. But he's Michael Waltrip's one of my favorite guys, man. So come on down and hang out. They got a lot of stuff, a lot of activities going on here. And I think, Mike, this is going to obviously translate to some of the things that will be going on at the track leading up to that weekend. So many things.
Good deal, man. Hey, guys, we got some of the stories today. Started this morning, actually late last night we found out, and I woke up this morning and I texted Carl, like, are you kidding me? About the move, taking out Matt Tuiasosopo, third base coach of the Braves, to move him down to the minors, Carl. You've been demoted as a third base coach. Yeah, he had a couple of bonehead.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moves, but I mean, is this just window dressing? We're going to dive into it, but a lot of Braves fans feel that it's kind of just, well, trying to find a patsy or a scapegoat for the larger problems this team is dealing with right now and not meeting expectations.
Well, look, you're not trading or moving on and certainly not sitting Matt Olson. You're not sitting Austin Riley. You're not sitting Ozzie. I mean, like, and I'm not saying that they need that, but those things are not going to happen. You're trying to win games. Those guys need to be in the lineup. We'll talk about it because I thought Brandon Gaudin came on and said some really interesting things earlier in regards to what he's seeing day in and day out. We'll talk about it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.